due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
This night is just continues to go downhill.
Oh, see, I just can't stand.
It's about time you did something right.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
Ooh, nothing. Don't give me an ooh. I'll tell you an ooh.
Shut up, bitch.
What do you guys want to talk about?
Hey, go fuck yourself. Get that guy out of here.
But if you're a CM Punk fan, you're stupid.
Yeet.
Acknowledge me!
Gentlemen, my name is Jason Block, and I am not necessarily Nikki Haman, but Nikki Haman is here. Aren't you, Nikki?
Why, yes. Yes, I am.
Well, there's a reason why I'm starting off first, because, well, I've been doing a lot of thinking. Nikki's been doing a lot of thinking. And, well, I think we need to give someone a promotion. He's not just Stat Boy anymore. He is a loyal friend and pretty much deserves the title of co-host of the North American Wrestling Connection, Stat Boy Josh Henniger. Welcome to your promotion. You are now in the new co-host chair.
What? Oh, yep. My. Oh, wow.
Is it comfy?
Yeah, it feels much better being stuck in the computer room with all the muffins around.
No. It's padded. It's a nice seat, and now you can actually move back and forth.
Yay!
But seriously, Josh, congratulations for all the contributions you have done to the show lately. The way things have gone, thank you so much. For real.
Thank you. And with that, this is the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Stat Boy Josh Henniger, and around the table, well, we've got our usual suspects. You know, we've already pretty much announced them. Jason Block, Nikki Haman, everybody else is MIA, take it to the house.
They're MIA, they're probably celebrating my birthday because it is my birthday today.
Or they could be celebrating other stuff, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, say no more.
Yes.
But Nikki, I hate to, we hate to start on a bad note, but you got some news today.
I received a text from my friend Monica, someone I've attended several shows with. She had sent me a note about another wrestling fan who frequented many, many shows. In fact, it was a family deal. The Tuckers, which I've mentioned Benita, her husband Kevin, and their son, Brian, who has actually worked for PW Torch for a little bit. Mm-hmm. I received the sad news that Kevin passed of a massive heart attack earlier this week.
Oh.
I don't have his age, unfortunately, but tomorrow I am going to be on my way out to Lexington, Kentucky, for the celebration of life. I have a little quote here. A man of many words traveled to all 50 states and grabbed tickets faster than anyone else. A bourbon sommelier and a country music aficionado who loved making friends but put his family above everything. Somewhere, he's still talking. And I'm still listening because... There were nights we'd be watching pay-per-views. I wasn't at the event, but I could point them out. They tended to be some of the front row mafia, along with the Smiley, Brock Lesnar guy, Trinidad Tobago guy, Skinny John, Frankie. But the Tuckers were always a pleasure to run into. I last sat with them a couple of years ago when I did back-to-back pay-per-views. I believe it was for Fastlane. Yeah, it had to be. We were in Indianapolis. Payback was in Pittsburgh. We sat around the table and reminisced and caught up on things since I hadn't seen them since I moved to Minnesota, and since I've moved back, ran into them then. So a shame too. Kevin was also their major photographer, and he'd come up with some hell art in his photos. And for a while we exchanged pictures, because while I wasn't always front row, I usually got lucky with a couple of shots. Tomorrow, Monica and I will be braving the roads to attend this. We'll be staying in Lexington overnight, to just so we don't have to drive through the weather in the dark. But please keep the Tuckers in your thoughts. I would offer, please offer condolences. Don't send flowers.
You want to, you can plant trees in his memory via his sympathy store. Just to let everybody know.
They do that for Jewish people too. You plant for trees in Israel.
Kevin was 62.
That's it? Wow. He's 5 years older than me. That's it? Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Nikki, I have to talk about this.
All right.
But the evil boss, Dr. Levitsky, was all over the place this week.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And his pop, Vince, got away with something. Did you hear about
him? Yep.
I did not.
Absolutely.
Okay. According to the New York Post, his lawyer says, quote, "Feds drop criminal probe into whether the WWE boss Vince McMahon covered up his sexual misconduct allegations," his lawyer said. May I continue?
Keep going.
Go for it.
Federal prosecutors, and thank you to the NewYorkPost.com for this, on February 12th, federal prosecutors in Manhattan have dropped a criminal probe that focused on whether former World Wrestling Entertainment boss Vince McMahon tried to cover up multiple allegations of sexual misconduct, his lawyer told the Post. The revelation comes as appeals judges on Friday revealed that a grand jury had considered whether the 79-year-old billionaire broke the law by hiding allegations of sexual misconduct from two female former employees, from which he ended paying $10.5 million to keep quiet. The ruling from a three-judge panel does not name McMahon, refers to the subject of an ongoing grand jury investigation concerning whether, as CEO, he engaged in a criminal scheme to circumvent the company's internal accounting controls and mislead company orders in order to conceal multiple allegations of sexual misconduct raised against him by two former company employees. That's probably why you saw him, Shane, and The Undertaker at the Super Bowl on Sunday. Sources familiar with the matter confirmed to the Post that McMahon is the former CEO referenced in the ruling. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals decision suggests that the case is still active. But McMahon's lawyer, Robert W. Allen, a former Manhattan federal prosecutor, stressed Tuesday that the prosecutors have ended the probe without asking the grand jury to bring an indictment against him. He told the Post, "This is simply the result of an appeal of a procedural matter that was argued 5 months ago. We have been in constant communication with the government since that time and understand with no ambiguity that the investigation is definitely concluded and will not result in charges. The prosecutor's apparent decision to abandon the case comes despite federal judge Valerie Capone ruling in June of last year that the government had established probable cause to believe, unquote, that McMahon and one of his former lawyers broke the law. She continued, there's evidence that they, quote, circumvented the company's internal controls and created false books and records, concealed the victim's claims and settlements agreements from the company, and made false and misleading statements to the company's auditors, Caproni's ruling said. Both Caproni and the appeals panel, judges Gerard Lynch, Beth Robinson, and Sarah Merriam, ruled in favor of prosecutors on an evidence issue, writing that the man's conversations with his attorneys were not subject to attorney-client privilege, and it goes on. However, this does not mean that the Janelle Grant suit is gone by any stretch of the imagination, right?
I hope not.
Hope not.
Okay.
So, yeah, so one piece of this has been cut off, but we got to, he's not out of the woods.
Nope. So, considering who his favorite butt buddy is, there's a real good chance everything else is going to get cut in very quick order.
We're not sure yet what we do. If you'd had the evil boss, Dr. Leverescu, Stephanie, and Shane at the mom's congressional hearing, did you have that on your bingo card this year?
Not really.
That is amusing, though.
It is, yes. But the evil boss, Dr. Leverescu, put it to you this way. He gave Mark his receipt this week.
Yes. Just since Taker and Sean ambushed Hunter at a press conference to put him in the Hall of Fame, Hunter decided to return the favor. I don't know what show they were. I don't know what show they were on, but take
Get up, ESPN. Okay. Get up.
Okay, so during the show, Hunter pops up, and they're like, well, "Wait, what are you doing here?" He says, "Well, I just thought I'd drop by because I had a little bit of news, and Mark, you're going to hate me for this, but I think it's about time we put your wife in the Hall of Fame."
Yep,
he is now the official second inductee, okay, into the WWE Hall of Fame. So good for her. Let me ask you something. Deserved, do you think?
I'm not going to argue with the Undertaker.
In my opinion, I don't think Michelle should have been first. She should have gotten in. But there were a few still more deserving in my eyes.
I agree.
Well, yeah, like Victoria. The rumor, yes, but the big rumor is, Josh, I don't know if you heard this, because Demolition has signed Legends deals.
Yes, they have. And that is, from what I know, that is not a rumor. Because their profile got added into the historical superstars page on WWE.com.
Okay.
So there's the tag. That's the tag team going in.
More than likely. Okay. But yeah, in my eyes, somebody like Mickey James or Victoria should have been in before Michelle.
I agree.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm okay with this. It's not the worst pick in the universe.
No. There's much worse.
Yes.
There has been. But we both of our Royal Rumble winners have chosen who they want to face at WrestleMania, and it was expected by both.
Yeah.
But it was funny on Monday how Jay chose it, because what happens is that what was you know, Jay comes in, does his usual 10-minute yeet fest, encore yeet fest, right, Nikki?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Gunther says, enough of this shiza, beats the living crap out of him, and then Jay says, let me see if I can do this right. I think I'm going to regret saying this, but you and me go to it at WrestleMania, son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Should be to the surprise of almost no one.
Right, and everyone's going, what? You know, of course, the number threes are going, what a dumbass story. Jay Uso is the worst Royal Rumble winner ever. And then everyone goes, oh, yeah, it was this, and this.
That's right.
Let me take a look here, because Jay, it makes sense. Jay is kind of in that babyface position.
He's the Jeff Hardy of 2025 right now.
Yes, that's pretty much bullseye. I would say worst winners, Lesnar in 22, because he didn't need it.
Right.
Anytime Charlotte Flair wins, because Lawless Charlotte wins.
Mm-hmm.
Ronda Rousey winning at Rumble 22. In fact, Rumble 22 is just Garbo.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here. Mr. McMahon winning the Rumble in 99 wasn't great.
It was interesting, but it wasn't ideal.
Yeah. And then essentially the Hulkster winning because LOL Hulk wins. That'd been 1991.
Okay.
That's the ones I can see right offhand. I'm like, Jay's better than these easily.
Mm-hmm. And then we had Logan Paul beating Rey Mysterio with shenanigans, I believe, right?
And a new finisher.
Oh?
Yeah, did you not see the finisher that he or Logan used?
No, I did not.
Oh, excuse me, live research, everybody.
But after that, there was an interesting development just as they were getting ready to go off the air.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
While Stop Boys researching this, Logan Paul wins and goes off to celebrate and maybe, you know, shoot a video about it. But just before they went to...
It's called the Pulverizer. It's a DDT
Pulverizer.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember what the original move was called, because it is directly taken from a Japanese wrestler.
That's not the move you're talking about. You're talking about the Moonsault and Battery by Shane Mercer? That one?
No.
And by the way, Michael Cole actually credited him for it. Shane Mercer.
Oh, Kotaro Suzuki. A move called the Mass Driver.
Mass. Okay.
So yeah, that move is just, it is very flashy and very, you know, looks very good. But the thing is, Logan not exactly being a bigger guy, this is going to be a lot tougher for him to pull off on heavier wrestlers.
Which means he doesn't necessarily have to do it all the time.
Yeah.
So, using that to get himself the victory. He went to go shoot a video and make fun of his brother. While Ravers is recovering in the ring, the New Day appears and just beats the tar out of him as we go off the air.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Ray might need to invest in a partner.
I wonder who that might be.
I mean, Dragon Lee would be available right away, but I don't know if that would be enough. Mm-hmm. Penta doesn't do tag. Well, I shouldn't say that because he was in tag team in AEW.
Penta will do tag teams the moment that he gets
his brother. He gets his real brother back. Is that his real brother?
They are brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Brother. Dude, Jack. But yeah, Penta will tag when Rey Fénix gets to move over. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, Mysterion might need somebody bigger.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope he's cleared.
I hope so too. And my God, that would, you know, there's a lot of people that pay WrestleMania money for that.
Mm-hmm.
New Day versus Mysterio and Big E. I'm there.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Jason, win me some tickets. Anyway.
I'm trying. There's actually a contest now going on. Speaking of which, I have to find it here. Just give me a mo, because because they're doing it right now for. Yeah, it's from MetRx. That's the muscle supplement that John Cena does. Okay.
Oh yeah, MetRx.
Yeah, MetRx. It's the grand prize is a 3-night trip for two to Vegas, accommodations at Mandalay Bay. Okay, two floor seats within the first 10 rows for night one and two. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Standard deliver VIP experience and two year supply of big 100 bars and the $240 ride share credit.
So, it doesn't sound bad, but I'd be a little nervous about the seats.
Yeah.
Because if you're in the fifth row, you can't see shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there are a bunch of sweepstakes right now going for. Slim Jim is actually doing one, which I'm doing every day. It's a 3-night trip for two to Las Vegas, 4 tickets to WrestleMania both nights, 2 for each night. Ringside photos at WrestleMania, VIP WWE World Access, partnership dinner, and meet and greet with 3 WWE superstars and 1 year supply of Slim Jim. That's not bad, too. I think that's a better trip, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or should you be saying, oh, yeah.
Right, and of course, Wheatley Vodka is doing a grand prize. Wheatley Vodka is doing one, and Nissan Foods, the ramen, the spicy ramen company, doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So, going back to Raw just for a sec here. So you have, Damage Control defeating Liv Morgan and Raquel, and Io Sky and Rhea Ripley are going at it for a hot second. Bayley defeated Lyra Valkyria, but that's due to help her on the NXT thing between her, Julia, and Roxanne Perez.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, I believe is called up to the main roster as well.
Yep, I think she is now.
And now AJ Styles is back, and he's going to be going against that kid, Dominic. I want my ass with him, you know?
I don't think that you know, I don't care who his daddy was. Mm-hmm. My daddy wasn't a wrestler. And Ray, you know, I got all respect in the world for Ray, but, you know, what the hell did he do to ruin this kid?
Mm.
Or is it that frumpy little tramp, Liv Morgan, and her fake diesel bodyguard?
Mm. Mm. Oh, and there was also a great promo between CM Punk and Logan Paul. That was so good.
Mm.
That was so great. CM Punk basically said, and Logan Paul had his terrible new music, CM Punk, and I didn't even know whose music it was. That was the shot at Def Rebel, you know? So, with that, and of course we talked about the main event, we also set up a lot of the NXT Vengeance Day card on NXT this week.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, there's now a new rule. There was a new Lexus King rule with the Heritage Cup, because by the way, JDC, Johnny Dango Curtis went there.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't win, mm-hmm, though.
It's okay.
But we have, let's see, where is the card? I'm sorry. Obafemi versus A Town Down Under. And by the way, that was a nice little segment. No, I hate you. I hate you, Slap. Oh no, wait. Sorry, guys. Bam. So we have six matches. Ethan Page versus Javon Evans. The story on that one is Javon Evans had a screwed up jaw and is going to fight Ethan Page slow, you know, a little underhanded, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Trick Williams versus Eddie Thorpe in a strap match. Okay. Traxium versus Josh Briggs and Yoshiki Inamura.
Yep.
Fallon Henley versus Stephanie Vaquer for the North American Championship. Julia versus Bailey. Oh, this now becomes a fatal four-way because Cora Jade got involved. So it's, yes, Julia versus Bailey versus Roxanne versus Cora. That should be fun.
Yes, it should.
And then Oba versus Grayson Waller and Austin Theory.
Versus A Town Down Under, yeah.
Pretty much.
Yep. And is that a straight handicap match or is it a triple threat?
It's a triple threat. Ooh. So I believe that Oba is going to win because Theory and Waller are going to screw each other over.
Absolutely.
Right. It's going to be Oba. Julia's going to stay. Yeah. I think the only title change will be Vaquer taking it over Fallon Henley. That's my guess.
With a small chance of Josh Briggs and Yoshiki Inamura beating Fraction for the belts. Small chance.
Correct. Yes. And, so that's that. So we have to talk about AEW. Oh my God, how the mighty have fallen.
Yeah.
So, you're only doing this because Moxon is in Australia right now.
If I can get away with it, he's 6,000, he's 12,000 miles away.
Yeah.
And Shane's not here either, so I think you're safe.
Yeah. Right. So it was supposed to be it's now at the Brisbane Entertainment Center. Okay.
Yes.
It was supposed to be it holds 11,000. The people who bought tickets for the stadium show,
mm-hmm,
can't get refunds.
What? Yep. Oh, that's shindy promoter bullshit.
Mm.
That's some shindy bullshit.
And the thing was is that it's going to air after the TNT All-Star Weekend, which means it's going to be relegated to 11 o'clock on Saturday night.
Or later. Which pretty much means they're guaranteeing themselves really bad ratings.
Mm-hmm. And we've got 5 matches so far, and there'll probably be more. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mariah May is going to defend against Timeless Toni Storm. She's back, y'all. Will Ospreay and Kenny Omega versus the Don Callis family, Kyle Fletcher and Takeshita. Okada versus Buddy Matthews. Jay White and Cope versus the Death Riders in a Brisbane brawl. Meaning,
in the Brisbane brawl. Sorry.
And then Mercedes Moné is going to defend against Holly Cameron. And there's a big bit right now where Holly Cameron is using a Mercedes Moné Muppet to drive her nuts.
Yeah.
Have you seen?
Yes, and honestly, Harley Cameron's getting herself over like Rover.
Yes, she is. Yep.
She is genuinely exciting. Why is it that the women get over a lot better than the men ever could?
Because they're taking advantage of what little time they get.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they're also taping a Ring of Honor sort of thing where Lee Moriarty versus Robbie Eagles, The Learning Tree versus the Outrunners and Bandito, Athena versus Alex Windsor, and the Sons of Texas versus MXM. That's all for Ring of Honor stuff. Global Wars Australia. So right now we're and the next pay-per-view after that is I believe, what is it? Is Revolution didn't happen yet, did it? No.
Nope. Revolution's coming up in 2 weeks and change, I believe.
Well, I got to start promoting for that. Yipe.
Do they have any matches announced?
Not that I think.
Yes, they do.
What they do.
They do have one. Mox versus Cope. That's March 9th. And also looks like a second dark match for Big Boom AJ's coming up too.
Oh, good grief. Yeah, by the way.
No, it'll be the one, it'll be on YouTube and it'll get a lot of views, so I wouldn't be saying, oh God.
No, I'm just saying, Nikki. Don't you love that AEW is giving these up-and-coming young stars a shot at the title?
Even Eric Bischoff's calling bullshit on all this.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Eric Bischoff called out Meltzer, by the way. Here's a segue, Josh.
Yep.
For he was basically poo-pooing the numbers of Netflix. Meltzer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, indeed. But So you have, why don't you start with the Meltzer Awards? I need to get some water, so I'll be right
yes.
back.
Yes.
Yes, please fill us in.
They finally got released today. This is the newsletter that originally would have released back on January 17th, but yeah, things happened. So, Wrestler of the Year goes to Cody Rhodes, followed by Will Ospreay, and then a hefty drop down to Danielson in third.
Mm-hmm.
Most Outstanding Wrestler goes to Will Ospreay by a mile over Bryan Danielson, and then a big old fall off to Konosuke Takeshita. Let's see now. Tag Team of the Year. This has been a very lean year for tag teams because the Young Bucks still won it, even though they barely got away with it against Fraction. Wow. Fraction nearly won it. The separator was by 129 votes total. First place votes was 15 difference between the two. 352 for the Bucks, 337 for Fraction.
Damn.
Yeah. Best on interviews, Drew McIntyre.
By a mile.
But not by a mile so much. The Rock was second. Adam Page was third. That'd be Heyman. And then Will Ospreay and Punk to round out the top five there.
Of what?
Best on interviews.
Who was number one?
Drew McIntyre.
Oh, yeah. He was... Okay, next.
Promotion of the year. If this one isn't obvious, Bob's your uncle. WWE wins. AEW finishes a moderately behind second. CMLL finishes third. Best weekly TV show. The readers got it very incorrect. Dynamite. Well,
yeah, of course. Because the readers, you know.
Yeah. To be honest, the right answer should have been SmackDown, followed by Raw, followed by Dynamite in a distant third.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they screwed that one up. Pro Wrestling Match of the Year. Ospreay Danielson. I believe that's Wrestle Dynasty, April 21st.
Yeah, I've heard it's very good.
Let me make sure it is indeed Wrestle Dynasty. Yep, it's Wrestle Dynasty. I was right. Cool. Runner-up match behind by a mile. Danielson versus Swerve at in
by the way, did you
London.
Go to, I'm looking. If I'm looking at the same thing, did you talk about the big ones or not yet?
Yes, we've already touched on them.
Okay.
You were away all right. For half a second.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's see now. I'm just going to skip over Fight of the Year, and now we're to the category B winners. Best or U.S. Canada MVP, Cody Rhodes, by a mile over a guy who's not Canadian or American.
Mm-hmm.
Will Ospreay. Hilarious. Japanese wrestling MVP, Zack Sabre Jr.
Who's
runner? Yeah, by a mile over a Tetsuya Naito, then Sari. Yes, mm-hmm. Sari, you'll see her name come back up multiple times. Mexico's MVP this year, Mystico.
Wow.
And it wasn't even close. Mystico almost got 700 votes. The runner-up, Hechicero, 76.
Mm.
European MVP goes to Michael Oku, who I believe is Rev Pro Champion. The okay. Non-heavyweight MVP, Darby Allin, and it's not even close.
Mm-hmm.
Women's wrestling MVP in a minor upset, Sari.
Mm.
Who won it by just a hair.
10 votes over Rhea Ripley and 25 votes over Tony Storm.
Yeah, it was close. Feud of the year by 15 votes. CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, barely edging out Adam Page versus Swerve Strickland.
I was not a fan of that one.
Which if one? Punk McIntyre or Page Strickland?
Page Strickland.
Yeah, I understand why. I do understand why you're doing that, or say that. Best box office draw, Cody Rhodes. Runner-up, The Rock, third, Roman.
Yay. Oh, sorry.
Yep. Most improved, Kyle Fletcher, who won it by a fair margin over Harley Cameron, who has definitely improved herself this year. Most charismatic, The Rock. I get it, but it's like The Rock is a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. No, there's no one else. I would have put Drew McIntyre in this list.
Yeah.
Drew McIntyre did not even get top 10.
I know, which is dumb.
Yeah, in fact, McIntyre didn't even get 10 votes, which is the absolute minimum to get onto this page.
Nah.
Yeah, runner-up was Will Ospreay. I can understand that to some degree.
Bruv. Yeah.
The Bryan Danielson Award for Best Technical Wrestler went to Zack Sabre Jr.
Yes.
Danielson finished second. The Best Brawler Award goes to Hangman Adam Page, with Tomohiro Ishii second, Gabe Kidd third, and Moxley fourth.
Hmm. He's not going to like that.
Who?
Moxley ain't going to like that.
Yeah. Too bad, so sad. Maybe not being in a stale gimmick will help you. Best Flying Wrestler, Will Ospreay, who kind of just beats out Commander and Mascara Dorada. Everybody else.
This next one.
Most overrated. The winner, Nia Jax, by 8 votes over Solo Sikoa.
What are these people smoking?
The top 3 are incorrect.
Dave Meltzer's dick?
Yeah. Nia should not have won. Solo should not have been second. CM Punk should not have been third. Chris Jericho should have won this in a runaway.
Yeah.
Because he is not good anymore. Or, it's not really not good. It's just more of a, he's outlived his welcome. He doesn't seem to quite get it.
Moxley
fifth.
Shota sixth.
I understand why Shota sixth. He laid a wet fart in Japan. Nepotism and all that cost him dearly. And doing underwhelming matches also got him dearly. However, Shota seems to be changing somewhat, so who knows what's going to happen for him. Because he shaved his head bald about 2-3 days ago.
What?
Yeah, it's a storyline I don't know of right offhand.
Okay. Most underrated.
Continue on, I need to get some water. Most underrated.
Okay. Got it. Number one is Konosuke Takeshita. 3 votes over Chad Gable, Beast Mode Mortar's third, Commander fourth, Page fifth, Blair Belair sixth, Gabe Kidd seventh, Briscoe and Pete Dunne tied for eighth, and Cameron and Dragon Lee tied for ninth. Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
Rookie of the year in a landslide. He's Bouncy Javon.
Yay.
Javon Evans, whatever you want to call him. The former Deadlock Pro Wrestling World Champion, and then he got called up to the big time.
Okay. Best television announcer. No, I'm sorry.
Best non-wrestler first.
Not a surprise. Your dear Uncle Paul in a runaway at first.
Always. Yep,
with Don Callis and Prince Nana rounding out the top 3. Everybody else, didn't get really votes.
Okay, this is smoking crack here. Best television...
I wouldn't say that!
Nigel McGuinness 1, Excalibur 2, Walker Stewart 3, and then Michael Cole 4th?
In my opinion, it should be like this. Nigel should have won.
Mm-hmm.
Excalibur should have been second. Michael Cole should have been third. Walker fourth. Ian Riccaboni is in the right spot at fifth.
Who is Walker Stewart, by the way?
Walker Stewart, I'm trying to remember exactly, but I believe he's New Japan. He's the American, let's see now.
Oh, he's New Japan. He's a
New Japan. Yeah, he got recently suspended. Or no, was it him that got recently suspended for 2 months?
He was the douchebag who shot on AEW. Is that what he did?
Yes. And that, and also, he's also the youngest person on this entire list by a mile.
He's 23.
Yeah. The next oldest person in the top 10, or in even in the announcing list, is, I believe, Ian Riccaboni.
Mm-hmm.
And Riccaboni is definitely good at his job.
So
it's just,
what?
He's not being used the way I wish he would be, but that's me.
Right. Worst TV announcer. by a mile. Shucky. He's terrible. He's awful. He really is.
He's not really that good of an announcer. Runner up there, Pat McAfee.
Ooh.
I agree, but I don't agree at the same time.
I disagree. I mean, first of all, he's new to this. Second of
Relatively.
All, it's a format that he's not typically used to. He's used to being a host.
Yeah, that, and also he brings something to WWE that not many announcers do. Energy.
Yes.
He is a bundle of energy that has helped Michael Cole, you know, expand and become better.
And is actually, you know, helping, and that energy is translating to Cole.
Yeah, absolutely is.
And Cole sounds like he is having an absolute blast working with McAfee.
He is. He said it outright on the Pat McAfee show, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Best major wrestling show. This is where the Dave Meltzer cultists are there. AEW Revolution March 3rd. That's the one where Sting retired, right? I believe.
Take a look. I think you're right. Yes, you are correct. Sting and Darby Allin with Flair and the Bordens facing off against the Bucks.
Right. Then, of course, number two is WrestleMania Night 2. Okay, I don't take that. Worst major wrestling show. Okay?
Yeah.
Triple Mania 4. Why?
Hold on. Triple A, Triple Mania 2024. Let's see now. Signature awful show from an odious promotion. This is as per Lucha Blog Cubs fan, if you want to call it that. Trying to figure it out here. What caused it? Triple Mania Monterey. This is the one. Monterey was terrible because it featured a lot of angles that fell flat, and Triple A did not bother to book any quality matches.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So apparently it was just a bunch of screwiness that caused Triple Mania to win this, or win, if you can call it that. Runner-up, Crown Jewel, and then SummerSlam.
All right. Best wrestling maneuver? Of course, this is all New Japan shit.
I wouldn't call Will Ospreay New Japan shit anymore, because he's now AEW.
You know what I mean, though. Will Ospreay
is
great. Will Ospreay, Tiger Driver. I mean, there's the only one that's now WWE is the Fatu Moonsault. Okay. Now, this is interesting.
Yeah,
I like
outside of the Buckshot, anyway.
Yeah. Most disgusting promotional tactic.
Yeah.
Number one, the relationship with Saudi Arabia. They got it right.
They got it right, but it feels like they could just keep that there in perpetuity and would win just because it is.
Right. Okay.
Number two. I would not agree with that one.
No, number three, AEW airing the CM Punk footage. That should be two. That should be
yes.
two.
And that yes. also won that won Russell Crabbe's Gooker of the Year.
That was dumb.
Yes.
Worst TV show. Rampage is number one. Well, that got canceled, right?
Yes. It got mm-hmm. ended this year. NXT number two. I mean, you put it on mute whenever Booker's talking, and it goes away from worst by a mile.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, oh, God. Yeah, the Meltzer drones got it wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
NXT should not be number two. Power should be. That'd be NWA Power, which is usually hot garbo because they have nothing. Number four is Raw. Wrong.
Anyway.
Number three should have been then Dynamite.
Mm. Worst match of the year. Oh, boy. Jimmy and Jay WrestleMania. Yeah,
it was an off match, but it wasn't the worst match.
It was an off match because they couldn't do some of the stuff they wanted to do, and it got mixed up in the big old mess that was the main event on night two.
Right. Yeah. The number two match and worst match of the year should have been number one. Kota Ibushi versus Naomichi Marufuji, January 2nd in Tokyo. That would have been for Noah or DDT, I forget which. But the reason that one is so bad is because Kota came in with completely broken.
Okay, keep going.
And then I mean completely broken. Because he had broken his... Yeah, he sustained a broken ankle and continued to work a match. He wound up breaking his other ankle at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty much screams, Kota was in no shape to wrestle, and yet he tried anyway and failed. That is a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's try this. Worst feud of the year. Adam Cole versus MJF. Well, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can go with that. Cliff?
No way. Wrong. Death Riders versus AEW, that should have been two. That really yes. should have been two. Sorry.
I would have actually kept it where it was. The next one down should have jumped to number two. Chris Jericho versus Hook.
Mm-hmm. Worst promotion of the year, NWA 1, AAA 2, WWE 3. All right, well, whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Best booker by a mile, Doofenshmirtz, Evelyn
Incorporated.
Yep.
Promoter of the year.
Nick Runner. Right. Hold on, Jason. I do want to shout out somebody in this, although they got two of the three names incorrect.
Okay.
For best booker. Down at number eight, tied, James Darnell, Anthony Douglas, and John Blood. The guys at Deadlock.
Okay.
Deadlock Pro Wrestling, which is pretty much, I would consider them on the same level, if not a little higher, than Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. They are doing real good work, even with everything that's happened in the last few years. Them losing two champions, losing a third champion to injury with Jake Something Get Better Soon. But yeah, they lost two of their champions to WWE. Saquon Sugars and Javon Evans were their champions, and they had to pivot quick because WWE signed them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just wanted to shout them out. All right, Jason, back to promoter of the year.
Nick Khan in a runaway.
Yep. Beating out Tony Khan, Dana White, Salvador Lutero III, Suri again, and Andy Quilden. I don't know who Andy is. I believe Salvador is CMLL. Is that right?
Could be.
That doesn't. Or I know it's a Mexican promotion. Yep, it's CMLL. Sweet.
Good job. Excellent. Very cool. Best gimmick: Timeless Tony Storm and a Runaway. Good. That works. Works for me.
Yeah. Yeah, that works. Heyman second. The Outrunners third.
The Outrunners are awesome. They're funny.
I got to see them live when they were doing a taping for Collision here in Toledo a few months ago. Holy hell, they were over.
Mm-hmm.
Because comedy sells, and screw you, Cornette.
Yeah. There's a place for everything in wrestling. Everything.
Worst gimmick, and yes, they got it right.
Yeah.
The Learning Tree.
Garbage. This is back-to-back years for the Learning Tree winning the Worst Gimmick Award.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Wyatt Six runner-up and Death Riders were third.
I disagree with the Wyatt Six being that far up.
Yes.
They haven't done enough to warrant votes.
Correct. Mm. In my eyes, it should have been Learning Tree followed by House of Cheating. I mean, House of Torture in New Japan. The Bucks in third. And honestly, the Death Riders in fourth.
Yeah, I agree that the Death Riders should be in there.
The Bucks were the final boss if you bought them from Timu.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. The best pro wrestling book, The Man, Not Just Your Average Girl, in a Runaway. And the best pro wrestling documentary was Mr. McMahon. Bray Wyatt was third? That was stunning. Stunning.
That's because of recency bias.
Mm-hmm. Sadly. Because
runner-up was Dark Side of the Ring, Chris Colt. Which I didn't get to see. Yeah. I'm guessing it was a lot of, hey, we don't know about this guy. Let's find out about him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
But we have to finish up with SmackDown.
Yes.
And there's a lot of stuff going on with SmackDown. Jacob Fatu was pissed at Solo. Jacob and Tama. Yeah. I love you, Solo, but dude, you do not want to piss off as Jacob Fatu.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're going to be starting to go down the road of Jacob breaking off from Solo.
And there was a great line tonight, Nikki, during the locker room, where he touches Jacob and he goes, I love you, Jacob.
Uh-oh.
And Jake was like, screw you. And him and Tonga walk away.
Yes.
So does Solo turn or does Jacob turn?
Jacob turns.
Jacob turns, judging from that crowd reaction, dude.
And let me just put it this way. Jacob would be the right person to turn. Because mm-hmm. Jacob has it. And I mean it. Whether it be mm-hmm. heel or whether it be face. Because he... I don't know exactly how to say it, but...
No. Can I tell you what he has? He's the next Brock Lesnar-esque monster.
Yeah.
He is a 300... I mean, look, you watched the big meaty men slapping meat, didn't you, Nikki? With Jacob Fatu, Damian Priest, and Braun Strowman. That was 1,000 pounds of meat on the hook doing shit that you didn't expect them to do. And they did it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Jacob Fatu was an absolute force in this match. Just an absolute force. He would have won that match if Solo had not shown up.
Right.
Strowman was not winning that match. I don't know what they're going to have Strowman do unless they're playing, the same route as they are with Alexa, as we saw another flicker when she was talking to somebody else backstage.
Right. Now, do you think, was there a QR code or no?
QR code, but there was enough information there that tells us, yeah.
Uncle Howdy is waiting for her.
Yes.
And I honestly hope that once she's incorporated into the Wyatt Six, that maybe they go after Strowman.
Mm-hmm.
Bring the black sheep back in. Because he's just out there spinning his wheels.
Yeah.
He's not going after anybody in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And putting him and Rowan together, here we go.
Mm-hmm. So, Trish Stratus shows up and goes, you know what? This is my 25th anniversary year. I'm going to be at the Elimination Chamber in Toronto. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, Sami Zayn goes, and I love how they use the social media videos on the TV. It's a very beautiful touch, you know?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Sammy's like, you know what? I'm in pain. I'm not doing great. But I realize you tried to end my career, Ken. This is different. No, it's not, but we know it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Will you stop?
Fine, okay, gorilla. Anyway, so he's like, I will see you at Elimination Chamber. And then Kevin's like, you're in pain? You're in pain? I'm in real pain. I've been backstabbed by three people who thought they would take a bullet for me. But you know what, Sammy? Fine. I'll see you at Elimination Chamber and teach you what real pain is about. So that's happening.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
We think we got a clue in the video about the Cargills, because she's at the performance center coming back to train, by the way, just to let you know.
Right. Aldis presented a video. Yeah, Aldis presented a video to the Women's Tag Team Champions that shows Liv and Raquel in the vicinity.
Yep.
This is preliminary, so we don't know if that's it's too obvious of an answer.
Mm-hmm.
I still, Naomi's playing it up too. She's like, I told you it wasn't me. Now we're going to go and get the whole locker room to apologize to us.
Translation, it was her.
Pretty much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nakamura. By the way, the whole Nakamura Miz LA Knight thing, that was great too. That was so much fun.
I enjoyed that they kept cutting back to Nakamura during the match and he looked bored.
Yeah, because he's now anime villain. Did you notice how they put his makeup now?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. And sometimes in his all Japanese promos, he sounds like the Japanese VA of Frieza to me.
I'm just saying we're going to get Knight Nakamura probably at Elimination Chamber, I'm guessing, because there's only three matches so far, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Okay. Of course, Carmelo Hayes destroyed R-Truth. Oh, R-Truth. You're him? Yeah, you're me. I'm just like, no, R-Truth, no.
I'm going to go talk to, I'm going to go talk to Aldis about this because I'm him and I'm always waiting for R-Truth to say, you're not Nick Aldis either.
Yeah.
love R-Truth.
So Nia, so Tiffany Stratton.
Hey, Tiffany Stratton.
Yeah, retained her title via DQ. Okay. And then there was a post-match attack, and then, pause for dramatic effect, Charlotte Flair chooses her for WrestleMania. Dull surprise. Yep.
But such a demeaning way she did it, too.
Tiffany? I loved it.
Tiffany, can you hear me? Blink twice if you can hear me, if you're awake. I just wanted to let you know that I'm choosing you for WrestleMania.
The queen chooses you. I love that line. The queen chooses you. Very cool. Okay. Very well done. And then Trish Stratus offers help for her at Elimination Chamber, potentially her and Tiffy versus Nia and Candice. Possibly? We get that too?
Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down.
And then, of course, Drew McIntyre eats a super kick from Jimmy Uso. Shit, oops.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't an oops. Jimmy Uso had enough of Drew McIntyre's crap.
And then we talked about Damian winning with Cody's help, of course. But that was a fun big man match. That was so good. That was really, really good. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great power match. I did enjoy Vic Joseph's commentary. I missed Tessitore. But I know he has, you know, he has other commitments. Under Vince, yeah, this would have been impossible.
We actually saw the end of the commitment. He was at the he was in, okay.
Okay.
He was at New York's Madison Square Garden, the theater Madison Square Garden, to call Top Rank Boxing.
Ah.
Like I said, under Vince, this would have been impossible.
Now, I have to ask this question, and don't ask me. Don't ask me. I'm just doing this as a number three. Even with this whole dismissal, Vince ain't coming back, is he?
Unlikely. Can't say impossible. But I can't say unlikely.
Okay.
If Hunter had his way, no. Absolutely not.
Correct.
Vince has 100 different ways to find his way back in, but a lot of his yes men are gone.
Correct.
There's not a whole lot of people on Vince's side that are going to help him come back. So, would Vince come back, his role would be severely reduced.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They'd give him a desk and an office and a computer and say, this is where you will guide things. So Vince can send all the ideas he wants. If Hunter likes any of them, he'll use them. Otherwise, he's going to go with what he wrote 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know the wrestlers are sick and tired of having the show rewritten under their noses.
Yeah.
I know I would be.
But
Never say never, but...
Yeah, so next week we get the final men. So in the men's chamber, let's see, the men's chamber, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have Cena, Punk, McIntyre, Paul, and two more competitors. One of which is either going to be Finn Balor or him, okay?
Right.
So it's going to be Seth.
Right. And then it's Morgan, Belair, Bliss, Bailey, Naomi, and somebody else in the other chamber.
Hmm. But yeah, It's not going to be Finn because I think him and Damian Priest have unfinished business. And then who else? And I still think, you know, Cena might win the chamber, but it's going to set up, it's going to set up a couple more matches for Mania easily.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This and, is going to, go ahead.
Let's see, you're going to get, what was it? Matt, let's see. Who is Logan Paul going to fight? Punk?
I hope not. I need more Punk. I need more Punk Rollins.
How about sticking his head up his butt and making him fight for air?
Much as okay. I know a lot of people would like to see that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's.
I don't know.
No, it's all good. I worry that Logan Paul is going to be in contention for a belt again, and I'm not seeing enough full time out of him to sign off on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if he wants to have a belt, he's got to stick around. Because asshole heel only gets you so far.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So.
Next week we're going to cover the pick. We're going to cover this, and we're going to have 1 week to. And we're going to cover. Will we cover Grand Slam? I mean, Grand Slam, isn't it happening now as we speak? Wouldn't it be?
No. 2 hours and change from now.
Oh, 2:30 a.m. Okay.
Yep.
I plan to be asleep by then.
Same.
I'm just asking if there is a live stream for it.
Unlikely, but not impossible. I think that's
everything? It. We need to sell some soap, and I'm going to start if you don't mind.
Yes, go for it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Me, Ian, and Chico finished off the 2024-2025 NFL season with the season finale, the post Super Bowl recap show of the BS. We will be starting season 17 this coming April with the draft. We are literally about 2 months away from the road to Santa Clara, Super Bowl LX in Levi Stadium, where the San Francisco 49ers. If you can believe that. And for your baseball fans, even though we don't have a touch them all anymore, pitchers and catchers have reported to spring training, which I'm really happy about. Also on WLTI, we have a winner in the Tournament of Champions. We have the roster for the Jeopardy Invitational Tournament. Shocker, Brian and myself were not invited. Boo!
Yeah.
Boo. We talk Drag Race. We talk the new shows that are coming really soon. We got some good news, bad news as the WLTI heads towards 500 shows. That was very cool. Josh, it was a thing.
Yes, it was a thing on TV. 3 episodes this week. The first, The Silent Minute at Super Bowl 20. Which was literally a minute intermission during the pregame for NBC in Super Bowl 20. That would be the Super Bowl shuffle year. The New Odd Couple, a rehash of The Odd Couple. But this time, with Ron Glass and Damond Wilson playing the lead roles. It did not do well. And then Me and the Boys a short-lived show starring Steve Harvey and a bunch of, wait, who are you again? It did all right in its first season, but the second season, it just fell apart. And then, of course, new episodes coming up this week. Some political thriller family drama show that I just don't know of offhand. And a whole bunch of... Animals? What?
Was it called Political Animals?
Does it have a star that's about to debut? Or that just is about to have a birthday coming up?
Don't know.
Nope. Okay. Nope. Yeah, because that was the other clue. It was also they had a birthday coming up here in the not-too-distant future.
Okay.
I think it's something to do with William Catt, because I know he had a show kind of like that in the mid-late 1980s, but I don't remember. But you can find all of that on itwasathenontv.com.
Okay. Nikki, your artist shout-outs and anything else you want to talk about?
Well, for the artist shout-outs, I will always speak out to our our on-site artist, Jamie Claudier, who needs to get back on the show. Hopefully things will die down a little bit at her job so that she can actually show up. I haven't talked to her too much over the last month or so. She's been just too darn tired. Obligatory shout out to Oniwambashu and her site. Definitely check her art out if you like. She did wrestling fan art for a long time. She's doing human formers, and she does a couple of other things. Do check out her artwork on Twitter. Check out Dozer Draws at Little Dozer Baby. Let's see. Currently in Gladiator Hell. I don't know what that means, but do check into the artwork. It is a soft style. So if you're looking for artwork with a sentimental touch, this is probably your go-to. Noberto Gaetan, a fairly recent addition to my list. Let me see what's going on there. Commissions available on VGen. He put up his recent pick is one of Alexa Bliss and Lily. So definitely check him out. He's actually pretty inexpensive for the art style. Most works can be done for under $100. So if you have a little change in your pocket, check into it. For those of us who like anime mixed into their wrestling, Nahul Tajes on Twitter and Ultanod on Instagram. Ultanod's gotten a lot of nods in the fact that a lot of wrestlers retweet his artwork because it is so on the nose. I don't think he does commissions. Couldn't hurt to ask. I know I have a whole bunch of other ones, but I have a very early start tomorrow.
That's right. So, we'll catch up on all the other shout outs and
yes.
And all that good stuff. But let's take us home, shall we, Nikki?
Yeah. I'm tired. I have to pee. Wait.
Congrats.
That I'm blown up. I have to pee. Yeah. No.
You're not having
No, we don't have too much else because we're right here. So for Jason Block, for Stat Boy Josh Henniger, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week as we continue this long, long road to WrestleMania.